Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The city council meeting is getting underway at this hour, and while the issue of property taxes may not be on the agenda, it is on the minds of many aldermen. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore reports.
This meeting comes the day after Mayor Lori Lightfoot's trip to Springfield to discuss wish list items like the Chicago casino and a graduated real estate transfer tax. And it's a day after aldermen were briefed on an alternative budget if Springfield doesn't act to help the city. Last evening, the mayor quibbled with reports that she's contemplating a $65 million property tax hike. Some of the money was approved by a previous council. State lawmakers are still in play.
We're working tirelessly, both here and also in Chicago, to avoid a substantial property tax increase. But that is, as I explained to the caucus today, the one lever that American pull if we don't get help from Springfield is property taxes.
On the way into City Hall this morning, one alderman muttered to me, "I hope we get some tweaks on that Plan B budget." At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The state says hundreds of thousands of people have already received real ID driver's license, adding there is no rush to get them.
Illinois Secretary of State spokesman Dave Drucker says that in the first 6 months real IDs have been available, 435,000 Illinois residents have applied for and received them.
The biggest facility I believe I'd mentioned before was the Thompson Center. We've had 23,000 people have gotten real IDs there. Schaumburg is next at 20,000, followed by Lombard at 19,500.
Drucker says the next highest is Deerfield with more than 15,000 real IDs issued. On the Secretary of State website, there's a warning that wait times at driver's services facilities have increased due to demand for real IDs. The biggest demand so far was last month, Drucker says, with 100,000 real IDs issued. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Illinois Senate has passed a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent, but sponsoring Senator Andy Menar says it's a long way from becoming reality.
The only two ways that it can change in Illinois ultimately, even with this bill becoming law, is either Congress gives us an exemption or Congress implements a uniform standard, presumably different than what we have today nationwide.
The measure now goes to the House. Some Rogers Park residents with apartments on the lake are beginning to worry about what may happen to their homes, especially after powerful waves Monday and Tuesday.
Residents of buildings that back right up to the lake have seen bigger waves during powerful storms with the high lake level, but nothing like this before. The spray was going over second floor roofs. Some residents along East Lake Terrace told CBS2 they're wondering if it's safe to live there.
It's horrifying. It's nothing but waves and ice and destruction.
I actually had a nightmare that the waves came up and literally tore the back of the building off, and we all just washed away with it.
The beach in the neighborhood is gone. A deck was shredded by the waves, and while concrete barriers are protecting some areas, they would be of no use along this section of shoreline where the buildings meet the water. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Illinois High School Association has dropped its appeal against Chicago Public Schools athletes. The IHSA originally said CPS athletes could not compete in state cross-country meets because of the teacher strike. A judge later allowed the athletes to run, and the IHSA has now dropped its appeal of that ruling. Chicago City Treasurer is sponsoring a business expo this weekend for women in business and those wanting to be.
The City Treasurer's office has held business expos before, but Treasurer Melissa Conyers-Irvin says Saturday's event at the UIC Forum will be geared for women business owners and entrepreneurs. She says there will be breakout sessions and a fireside chat with the CEO of the Women's Bank of Chicago, and she says there will be 150 resource vendors, as she calls them.
Vendors that can help do business taxes, vendors that can help with free insurance and financial review for a current or prospective business owner.
The event is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, and people can register at the Chi Treasurer Facebook page. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.